As the USS Nimitz positioned itself in the Red Sea, bolstering the U.S. naval presence in the region, at the White House, President Obama huddled with Republican Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham. To overcome skepticism on Capitol Hill, McCain says the president needs to articulate an enhanced strategy aimed at changing the battlefield reality in Syria.
An articulation of a goal that over time will degrade Bashar Assad's capabilities, increase and upgrade the capabilities of the Free Syrian Army and the Free Syrian government so that they can reverse the momentum on the battlefield that is presently not in their favor because they have not received the assistance that they need.
Obama needs McCain's and Graham's support to improve chances Congress will pass an authorization to use military force. Lawmakers return to work on September 9th. Graham wants Mr. Obama to lay out more details of an effort to substantially increase aid to Syria's opposition.
There seems to be emerging from this administration a pretty solid plan to upgrade the opposition, to get the regional players more involved. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Jordan, a lot of the Gulf Arab states have been helping quietly. Now's the time to get out front and be more overt.
Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, and other key officials held another telephone conference call with lawmakers on Monday. Kerry and Hagel testify Tuesday and later in the week before Senate and House committees. As fighting continued in Syria, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called U.S. evidence of the alleged chemical weapons use by Syria's regime absolutely unconvincing. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen said he envisions no NATO role in any potential military action beyond defense of Turkey, but he said that based on intelligence he has seen, the world has an obligation to respond to the use of chemical weapons in Syria.
Otherwise, we would send the very dangerous signal to dictators all over the world they can use chemical weapons without any reaction from the international community.
In France, where officials met on Syria, a government source said a French intelligence report concluded there was massive use of chemical agents in Damascus on August 21st. President Bashar al-Assad told the French newspaper Le Figaro that military strikes on Syria risk triggering a regional war with spreading chaos and extremism. He dismissed evidence presented by the U.S. and France that the August 21st chemical attack was ordered by the Syrian government. Dan Robinson, VOA News, The White House.